Hi, everybody. Welcome to Harry Says Yes, episode 120, the 120th episode in the series of episodes I'm recording. How are you? It's good to. How are you? What's going on?
Hey.
I have a couple of people here that I would love for you to talk to. Unfortunately, you're not here, so I will talk to them for you. If you have any questions that you wish I would have asked them, please let me know. And the next time I see them, I'll follow up. But in the meantime, I'm just going to do the best I can. Please welcome. I'll introduce the person to my left first because I have a stronger grasp on his surname. Please welcome Brandon Follick.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Sorry about upspeaking your last name. I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I was kind of worried there.
I always forget to ask people the name pronunciations before the show gets started. And I know them sort of,
right?
But I don't know them enough. When you read, how are you, Brandon?
I'm good. I'm
thanks
good.
For being
yeah,
here.
Happy to
when
be here.
You read words you don't know, do you read the words or do you just kind of make, are you like me, you just sort of like make it up?
Ooh, it depends on the context.
Okay.
Like if I'm like speaking to like a boss and I'm like, you know, put in the extra effort here and like
sure.
think of phonetics. But like if I'm like around friends, I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Whatever comes out is the word. Yeah.
I find myself rarely thinking of phonetics, but it does help when you need it.
Yeah. The long and short vowels.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they taught you that for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I would, they also taught me music, but I don't know anything about music.
See, you'd think that, but I play the recorder every day. So there is a purpose.
Speaking of purposes, our purpose during this next little bit of conversation is to help introduce our second guest. I'm going to say his name.
Mm-hmm.
To the best of my ability,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to tell me three things about him, and then we're going to all talk to each other for the duration of the podcast.
All right. Yeah. I like that.
Sound good?
Agenda. Yeah.
Please join me in welcoming Spencer Malwick. Maliko. How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Spencer Moravec.
Moravec, there's a V in there?
There is.
Jesus Christ.
It's okay. It's a fake name.
What do you mean by that?
It used to be Moravec. And even then it was Moravec. And then after that, it's Moravec. It's a twice Americanized Czech name. And you've already lost your whole listening audience.
Oh, I don't. There isn't a listening
Wait,
audience.
Wait, was like America it. Like not happy with their first Americanization? Like,
and they like kind of ramped it up. Like Ellis Island sent your family a letter saying, actually, we have some revisions.
So they revised it the first time. And then my dad actually revised it in the early 80s in order to try and give people a more pronounceable name. And he did not succeed.
Well, yeah, I people are looking at their phones and reading your name and thinking I could pronounce that. I just didn't go. I'm sure that it's a pronounceable name.
It's mostly gets pronounced wrong. So you're fine. You're in good company.
Sure. But I like dropped the V. You know, you got to remember there's a V in a word.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I read like Harry Potter, I didn't know what was going on with anyone's name until the movies came out. And then I knew.
You thought he was Thomas Marolo?
Yeah, I thought it was
Hermione.
I thought that Seamus was Seamus, and I just read it as Seamus the whole time. That's how it's spelled.
Phonetics.
But it's not how it's pronounced. Anyway, guys, this is a good episode so far. I really am happy to have you here. We're in a weird room, and it's getting hot. How are you? Oh, Brandon, will you please tell me three things about Spencer?
Yeah, I've been waiting over here. Anticipation. Hi. Okay, wow. So Spencer homeschool teaches, right?
Yeah, you homeschool teach, which begs the question, is home where the teacher is? No answers. All right, go ahead.
This morning he had pancakes, specifically the lumberjack pancake platter, or, you know, dish.
But also waffles, right?
Diner.
Yeah. It's a big breakfast.
It was a great idea.
What time did you have it?
Good question.
That was about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And you're like...
Yeah, your story checks out.
It's about breakfast time. You can just eat pancakes, waffles. You said you had an assortment of meats and eggs.
Yes.
And then just keep going with your day.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm a fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Persevere.
Yeah.
So the first fact I learned about Spencer personally was that
he's from
the Midwest.
And the final one you'll say to the audience.
I think
is
it
that
came out. Yeah, he's from the Midwest.
You're from the Midwest.
Which is a large region.
Where in the Midwest are you from?
So I'm from western suburbs of Chicago.
Oh, okay. Near Naperville.
Very near.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's the only Chicago suburb I know, so I say it anytime it comes up. I'm glad that it...
Hey, no, that's a good one to have in the pocket.
Yeah, Kevin Polly, my freshman year roommate, was from Naperville.
Oh, okay.
Do you know Kevin Polly?
I do.
Oh, he's a good guy, right?
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. The best.
I'm from Indiana, which is near Chicago.
Yeah.
Brandon, where are you from?
I was born here, but I moved to the Poconos when I was like 5/6.
I went to the Poconos once.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think?
Pretty.
Yeah, there's a lot of trees.
Yeah.
Why'd you move to the Poconos?
My mom got remarried to someone who lived there.
Cool.
Oh,
cool.
Wait, did you say where or why?
Yeah, why?
Oh, yeah, that.
So are you the only time I've heard of people just up and moving to any place that I'm not 100% familiar with,
right?
Is because they're some sort of army brat. Is that the case, or?
No. My stepdad was a paramedic and my mother is a physician's assistant.
That's very cool.
How did she meet him in the Poconos if she lived here?
He works here too. Or yeah, they both worked here. And my mom was working at Beth Israel and he brought in a patient. And then that's how they met. Yeah.
That's some Grey's Anatomy shit.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, guys, welcome to the podcast. Hey, I think we know enough about you, but let's get to know you more with the following segments. The first thing we're going to do is the backbone of the podcast. It's about, because this podcast is all about saying yes, opening your heart to new experiences. We're going to talk about what we've all been saying yes to in a segment called This Week in Saying Yes. Can I please hear the opening theme to This Week in Saying Yes?
Yeah, I am. Let's do this.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
An unprecedented music drop. To start off the episode,
instrumentals too, like yeah. No lyrics,
good stuff.
Thank you.
I haven't heard that song in a while.
Yeah, it's a real classic.
It is.
Yeah,
it's like Elephant Walk. You know that Elephant Walk song?
I actually do.
It's good.
Yeah,
maybe cue that up. Not them. I'm trying to tell you what to do. So this week in saying yes. So I'll start with what I've been saying yes to recently, which is the liqueur. Fernet Branca. I don't know if you've had it. It's a liqueur. I think a lot of bartenders tend to drink it at bars because it's like gross. I don't know why they drink it, but it is kind of gross.
You're really selling this.
It's like a test.
What do you mean?
Like, I can do this. Like, I'm a bartender.
Yeah.
I will have the worst of liquors out there. I can handle this.
So, Spencer, when I gave you the details for this episode, you asked me. Let's role play what we said.
Sure. Hey, Harry, I'd love to do your podcast. Quick cue. What's your favorite adult beverage?
I said, my favorite adult beverage is Fernet Branca, but don't worry about it. Where We'll Be has unlimited free beer.
And I said, don't worry, I'm a neurotic Midwesterner, so you're going to get a gift. That's how this goes.
So you brought me a bottle of Fernet Branca.
Yeah.
Which is a not unexpensive piece of machinery, and by that I mean...
Oh, yeah, it looks that way.
Brandon, would you describe the bottle for our listeners?
Well, I stated this before, but I do like the color scheme.
Mm-hmm. I like that you're leaving them guessing as to what the color scheme is.
It has one.
Yeah. Colors are for the imagination, but some nice, you know, orange... like an ocean blue, blue.
It's beautiful.
Some white, but like kind of off-white. And there's like a, I don't know, this is a hawk? I've never watched birds before. I don't know what, I've never seen a bird before, actually.
You wouldn't like it.
Yeah. It's famous, if I can decipher Italian or Italian, whatever that is.
What, do you guys speak other languages? So.
I took 5 years of Spanish in high school.
Me too.
Wow. Do you remember anything?
Nothing at all.
Something I've never noticed about the bottle before is that there is a hawk or an eagle carrying a bottle of Fernet Branca on it.
I just said that.
Did you say that he was carrying a bottle?
That was why I was like, I've never seen a bird before. Yeah, I didn't but know
you
if
didn't
it was
say
a hawk
that it was
eagle.
Carrying it. You got distracted by that.
Yeah, no, that was part of the color scheme. I guess it like...
So since we're here, I'm going to pop open this bottle. Mm. We got some glasses. We're all going to try
good
it. You guys
Foley
have,
work.
You guys have, thank you very much. You guys have never had it. Spencer, you've had it. What's your relationship with Fernet Branca?
I've had it in a Negroni, but I've never just had it straight.
Yeah, it's not recommended to have it straight. I tend to drink it with like a Coca-Cola product of some kind.
Usually we are drinking it straight right now.
Yeah, we absolutely are drinking it straight. Maybe some ice would help it, but we don't have any of that here. Mm-mm. We're just going to drink this little, I poured a little glass of it, about a jigger or two, and now we're going to try it. I will warn you that it is a strong flavor. I will warn you that it is a digestif, which means if you drink too much of it, you're going to be pooping, which is another reason I love it. So let's all cheers.
And
cheers.
And give our first impressions after this drink. All right.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I actually do.
All right. So how would you describe the flavor?
I think it's psychosomatic right now, because here's the thing. You were pouring it out, and I was like, this goes with soda? It's like the same color and consistency as Coca-Cola.
It is,
flat.
Yeah.
And then...
So you're like...
Sorry, now I'm getting the aftertaste and changing my mind.
Spencer, how do you feel?
I have just drank an after-dinner mint.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like... The way I tend to describe it is, it's like Jägermeister, but instead of licorice, it was a Ricola cough drop.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
You did it.
Thank you very much. So, guys, let's keep drinking this podcast.
Cheers. Great. Again.
Another cheers. I'm going to join Spencer in dropping it to the floor. Do you guys drop your cheers to the floor when you... Or to the table, I guess.
See, no, I started doing that in college because people more cool than me did it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I do it if I see people do
more
it.
More cool people.
What do you think the coolest thing you do is?
None of them.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, shit. No, I can't answer this. Not.
Okay, great. Spencer, do you have an answer?
Have sex.
Nice, my dude. Oh, cool. Explosion of our fist bump.
Not at all, ever.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's not great. So, Spencer, what are you saying this to?
Vegetables.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I probably ate, I'm going to say, fewer than 5 total vegetables until, I'm going to say, 6 months ago.
Like in your life?
Yeah, I just never. They were bad and I didn't eat them.
Sure, they are bad.
And I was a kid who complained, so it was nothing but just a lot of meat and some macaroni and cheese. There's a lot of that growing up.
No, same.
And recently, they're real good.
You know, I think it's like we're from the Midwest. I think that the vegetables that we were given, a lot of them were like from a can. It was like pretty gross stuff. Mm-hmm. Now you move to a place where you get some fucking farm to table ass bullshit.
Have you tried a Brussels sprout?
Yeah, they're great.
They're really good.
I love them.
You just throw them in the oven and with a little bit of olive oil.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. Aren't there a lot of like farms out in the Midwest? Like,
they all,
I imagine that.
They all go, they only grow corn and soybeans.
Yeah.
And the corn is feed corn. So that goes to cows. Mm-hmm.
Or it's made into a fucking...
high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Oh.
Corn sugar. Anyway, go ahead.
Love it. Sorry, yeah.
So I've been saying yes to vegetables. So your Brussels sprout, your cauliflower.
Delicious.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. I like them. I don't eat them as much as I frankly should, but I do appreciate vegetables now.
No, yeah, it's embarrassing. I worked at a very fancy kitchen throughout most of college as a food prepper boy. Mm-hmm. And I had access to like world-class chefs making food, and I could have tried it at any time. And I was like, no, vegetables, icky, I want meat.
Yeah.
And I just did that.
What's your favorite meat?
Oh, I love just a porterhouse steak.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. I have a cast iron at home. We're well acquainted.
So, like, I have a cast iron skillet, sure. Mm-hmm. Is it seasoned very well? Not really.
See, that's the thing. You don't need to season it.
You do, though.
Mm-mm.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how to make a good-ass steak.
All right. Well, we don't have time to get into this, but I will ask you about it.
Sure, don't talk about that here.
our skillets are seasoned, goddammit. Brandon, I'm going to ask you a question. I think you know where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying yes to?
Getting out of bed as soon as I wake up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So walk me through this.
Okay, so, you know, normally I wake up and then snooze, wake up, and then this will go on for X number of times. But after a while, like, my body is conscious,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll just pick up my phone and, like, look at what's going on in the world. But now I'm just getting up for the first time, not snoozing, and, like, getting ready for the
How?
Day.
How?
I don't know. I think it's an act of God. yeah, I don't... It just happened one day, and I'm, like, trying to habituate it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm
still late for work, though. But
that's what's important.
Yeah.
I find that when I'm, like, early for work, I'm, like, the latest for work. Like, if I wait... If I, like, have extra time to, like, fuck around, I'll, like, be very late for work. But I think that that's great, especially because these days, when you wake up, you look at Twitter... You're only finding out bad news. Mm-hmm. Like, everything's terrible.
Yeah.
And then you're just bummed out for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a hard way to start your day. So I think that's a great practice.
Twitter was the first thing I weaned out, actually.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, like, you wake up and you check Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and the news app and Gmail. And the list goes on and on down the top 100
What's the
chart.
News app? Is that an app?
Like, Apple has a news app.
Does
and you
it?
Can, like, pick which news sources you want.
Oh, so it's like an RSS feed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to look for this news app. Maybe I
You've never seen it? That came out with like...
Oh, news.
What are we at? I think it came out with like iOS 7.
Mm-hmm.
I just learned numbers.
Welcome to news. The best news stories from the sources you love selected just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Next. Let's have Yari set up his phone on this podcast.
Yeah, pro tip.
I'm Harry, not Yari. So you're waking up early, you love it, and your life is improved.
Let's not go that far. You know what happened was, like, the first time I woke up at 4:30 and I couldn't go back to bed, so it was like
10 minutes too late.
What?
10 minutes too late, my dog. 4:30.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about, my dude.
Yeah, I just turned to 4:20 yesterday too.
Yeah. Did you actually?
No.
Oh, okay.
My brother is born on 4:20.
Oh, it's swag.
Yeah, he just
he shares
16.
A birthday with Hitler.
Yeah, and the late great Hers Whittles. We mourn him to this day.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. All right. Rest in peace. So you what were you saying?
Yeah. Like, one day I woke up at 4:30 and I couldn't get back to bed. So then I was getting a lot of stuff done. And I was one of the first few ones at work. And then I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. So then I started waking up I started getting up as soon as I would wake up. Which would be like, I don't know, like 8.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
When do you wake up, Spencer?
These days, I wake up at 6:50.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Gotta teach those kids.
Two different worlds. I've never seen 6:50 a.m. on a clock before.
I used to, when I worked at the Starbucks, I opened. And so my alarm was set for 2:45.
Yeah, they wake up, or they open at 4, right?
It depends on the store, but my store opened at 3:30.
Wow, what time did it close?
10 o'clock?
Oh. All right. I mean, just, like, stay open later.
Right at that point.
Yeah.
It's only closed for 5 hours. Like, come on, guys.
Huh.
Which Starbucks was this? Where was it?
This was in Chicago.
Oh.
I worked in the Gold Coast. Our regulars included Jerry Springer.
Cool. Seems nice.
He was very nice.
He seems nice.
He, the first time I saw him, he was a Sunday regular. And I looked down, and I took his order. He paid, and I looked up, and I said, "You're Jerry Springer." And he said, "Yes."
You recognize my face?
Yeah.
I think I, like, forgot what he looks like.
No.
I used to only watch Jerry Springer when I had a snow day.
Yeah?
And that, you know, I haven't had a snow day in, like,
That was the best part of being sick, or pretending to be sick as a kid, was just watching the garbage TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There used to be, did you guys ever have USAM? It was like USA's block of like morning television, and they would show like canceled NBC sitcoms from like 4 or 5 years prior. So you'd get
Amazing.
The Naked Truth. You'd get Suddenly Susan. Suddenly Susan?
Suddenly.
Suddenly Susan.
Yeah.
Veronica's Closet. All those shows. None of which is
recognition. NBC no. deep cuts though.
Yeah, like Kate, like Single Guy. What's NBC, Caroline in the City?
I feel
yeah.
like no, I. But this explains so much. Like you're
so alt.
Harry is the physical manifestation of a canceled NBC program.
Yeah, from the late 90s, early 2000s. Anything pre 9/11, frankly. Yeah, then there was a show like where Jerry Burns was. It was kind of a Brady Bunch ripoff. It was a blended family, and Jerry Burns was the dad. I forget what that's called. It was a good show. Anyway,
I saw the Brady Bunch.
All right. So that's how you play. This week in Sing Us. Let me hear that closing theme.
All right, just give me a second.
Okay. See, Brandon, usually, I know you don't listen to the show. Usually, the guests will like sing a song or something.
I listen to episodes.
Yeah, it's just not. Great. So I think we know enough about you, but I'd like to know more. I'm going to go a little deeper, and we're going to do so in a little segment called Ask Harry a Question. It's where you ask me a question, and everyone judges you on how interesting the question is. Can I please hear the opening theme to Ask Harry a Question? All right. Rule of threes. This is legally the last time we're allowed to do this thing. Never heard this part before.
Yeah, I mixed the exit ramp there. That's on me.
I hope you're on Wi-Fi.
Seriously. No. Gobbling up that data.
Streaming a
Jesus.
Lot.
What are you guys just playing? Well, actually, I don't care. So ask Harry a question. Who wants to go first? You went first before, so you will go first this time. Nobody can see who I'm gesturing to, but if you're paying attention, you know who I'm talking about. Please, it's time for you to ask me a question.
Okay. If you were to have kids and you wanted to show them a movie that you love, what would be the first movie that you show them? They can be any age. Don't take their age into account.
Okay.
Please.
You know, it might be the 1994 film starring Ethan Embry, Liv Tyler. Who else is in that? His name? Rory something? I'm gonna keep naming.
Please keep naming names. I want to know.
Yeah, I don't even want to know.
Don't say the name of the movie. I'm gonna see if I can guess what the movie is.
I'm trying to remember more names. There's not a lot of famous people. Liv Tyler is like the most famous person in it these days, and Ethan Embry. Who else? That's it. That's all you get.
See, and the only early Liv Tyler I can think of is Armageddon, and that 1994 is not Armageddon.
No, pre 9/11, pre Armageddon.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. The correct answer
was it,
is
Forrest Gump or something.
Yeah, it's Forrest Gump.
Oh,
so good.
Forrest Gump.
So good.
Liv Tyler started as Gump. It was Empire Records. Empire Records, the record store comedy from the early to mid 90s. You guys ever see that? It's pretty good.
I haven't.
Here's the premise. Empire Records, it's a record store in America, maybe California, I don't know. It's summer, if not. Then a company, there are all these slackers who work there, and they're selling, they're playing songs, and it's good. And then the Gin Blossoms are involved. They play a song at the end. And then they're going to be sold to a big Virgin Megastore-esque company. Back when Virgin Megastore wasn't a thing, everyone was like, oh, this is, we got to bring it back because we miss it. And then they fight to save it, and then they do. And it's a good movie.
That you spoiled.
They do. They save it. What, are they not going to save it?
Yeah, I mean, then it's like the difference between fiction and nonfiction.
Look it up. Look it up. It's good. I mean, I'm sure they're out of business now, but at the time, it was a nice thing. Empire Records, good question. My answer is Empire Records.
Nice. Good answer.
Thank you.
Happy with that answer.
I'm happy with that question.
Am I supposed to answer?
No. You asked it. Okay. I'm just looking at you.
Oh, do you want another question?
No.
Do you need to be fed?
No. I should have eaten a little more before I drank all this. Fernet Branca. I've been at home all day. I worked from home today. All I did was drink coffee and eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And you're the first people I've seen in real life. Spencer, how can I help you? Would you please ask me a question?
Great. What is one thing you could say, confess to, however dramatic you want to be, to one person that would noticeably improve your life?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's so good. Wow. Pretend it's me. Just say something to me.
I don't have anything to say to you. I feel, I don't know, like, there's not a lot that I haven't told people, I guess. I don't know. This question's like making me feel weird.
That's the Spencer Moravec guarantee.
Pretty sure it's Malwick.
I love watching someone on a moral fence, though. They can know either way.
I mean, I don't know.
What a character call.
Listen, I just don't think that I can answer this question.
That's against the rules of the podcast.
Oh, God, you're right.
You made up the rules.
It's true, but I should follow them.
Yes, you should.
Okay. I'll say this. There are people in my life who, frankly, post on social media too much. The way they post is not bad, but they do it too much. And you can mute people on Twitter. You can unfollow people on Facebook. Mm-hmm. There's no Instagram solution for that.
Can I get a first and last name?
You cannot. But I will say that if you're listening to this, pay attention to what you're doing on social media and see if it's a little too much.
Are you talking to me?
Anyway, that's how you play. Ask Carrie a question. Let me get that closing theme. I'll extend the word until Spencer's ready to do what he's going to do. Great.
There it was.
That was a YouTube video, right?
That was an advertisement.
Okay.
Okay.
And my closing theme got blown. I can't just...
Sorry. Well, the only picture was a Miller Lite can, so I just wanted to know
context. Oh, was
context.
It a Miller Lite?
It was a Miller Lite advertisement.
Cool. Do you want to play the rest of it?
Can I?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Who cares?
We got Hall & Oates.
We're like, ahead of time for the first time. Oh, oh God damn it. Great. we'll be right back on Harry Says
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's correct.
This is a family podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Harry Says Yes. It's episode 120. We're here. I've been doing this podcast for 120 episodes, more than that. It's pretty cool. I'm back with Spencer and Brandon. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Saw the roof.
Yeah, we went to... We're not saying exactly where we are, just, you know...
Of a building.
We went to the roof of this building, and what did we do there?
You know, we looked up, we looked down, left and right. There was some fake or real grass.
I think it was fake.
Do we want to recreate another bit? Is that how we start the first and second half of the show?
I don't think that the recreating the bit was recorded. I think that was before we actually formally started recording. But you know what? Maybe I'll put it at the end of the episode.
Ooh, it'll be a fun extra.
Be a little fun extra. All right, bonus. So guys, we're in the games portion of the podcast. Do you guys like games?
I love games.
I played one before.
Great. Okay, which game was it? Cranium?
It's Monopoly. Okay. I ended early.
Yeah. It's hard to be. I've never finished a game of Monopoly, and frankly, I don't want to. All right, so I've been using the same episode format document for the last three episodes. Maybe I've just settled on a final.
It took you 117 episodes, but now you're there.
Yeah, I can't believe you're comparing this to 117, 118, and 119.
It's good. It's good. It's a good. It's a good format. So, the first thing we're gonna do is a little game called "Do You Care?" Can I please hear the non-canned theme for "Do You Care?"
Phones in the pocket. Phones in the pocket. Gonna play "Do You Care?" Do you care?
Do you care? Do you care? So how this game works is I'm going to say a thing. You're going to say whether or not you care about that thing. I guess I met you both. Oh, we haven't said this, but I met you both in the comedy space.
Yeah.
We both met during different classes in the UCB Theater here in New York City. Mm-hmm. So we're all like quick on our feet. We've done improv before. You know, we're yes-anding all over the goddamn place. We know all
quick
about
on our feet.
Group games. Yeah, exactly.
Top of your intelligence.
TE of the eye.
Yes, and.
And?
What?
Exactly. So we're going to do this in the classic round robin style. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a thing. Mm-hmm. Spencer, you're going to tell me if you care about that thing.
Okay.
Then you're going to say a thing. Brandon, you're going to tell Spencer if you care about the thing. Brandon, you're going to say a thing. Then I'm going to say if I care about the thing. And we'll continue until we get bored of it.
Oh, I like this.
Sound good?
Okay.
All right. So the first thing, Spencer, you tell me if you care about this.
Okay.
Jimmy Fallon.
Don't care.
You don't care about Jimmy Fallon? Why not? He was on SNL!
Because I'm not a 46-year-old white woman.
No?
Zing, boom, pow!
Wow, damn.
Taking him down a peg!
There's only dragged been so him. Many Tonight Show hosts.
Name as many of them as you can. As you spill beer on your
H&M can we get a shirt. Can we get a theme for that game?
For the first time.
To name as many Tonight Show hosts as you can?
Yes, please.
Name as many as you can. Unfortunately, they were all a man. Tonight Show, Tonight Show, Tonight Show. Brandon, will you please name as many Tonight Show hosts as you can?
Johnny Carson.
Sure.
Was it Jay Leno?
Yep. It's crazy that you're struggling already.
Okay, uh-huh. And then Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, you're forgetting a brief Conan O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, R.I.P.
R.I.P., we lost him.
To TBS.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible disease.
Worse than hell. Also, I think Steve Allen was the Tonight Show host for before
any
of us were born. Yeah, all right, so that's the end of that sub-game. Great job, Brandon.
Thank you, thank you.
Spencer, you don't like Jimmy Fallon, why not?
No amount of me could possibly care. Just nothing, nothing happens. It's just rich people have some yucks about being rich, and I can't identify with
it. I guess they are all rich. I never really thought about that, but that is true.
Yeah.
I went to a recording of an episode one time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was?
It was actually like... It wasn't funny when Jimmy spoke, but it was funny when other people spoke.
Sure.
Allison Williams is on it. I was,
oh, from
yes,
Girls.
Marnie Michaels.
You know, I like Marnie.
She was my favorite for like 5 out of 6 seasons.
Spencer, do you like Marnie?
Man, that 6th season where I didn't like Marnie as much. Who could forget such classic acts?
Well, Desi really overtook her scenes a lot of the time.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm more of a season 3 Marnie Cater.
Yeah?
Marnie
no,
Cater?
No, I don't remember what she did. Sorry.
What is Marnie Cater?
I think he said hater, but I thought he said Marnie Cater too.
I thought that was like a fun, like, this is how girls fans talk.
Yeah. No, she was a hostess, but not a caterer. Did you say cater?
All right. How about we just move on?
Yeah.
Spencer, will you please say a thing, and Brandon, you tell him if...
Sure. Do you care about... Stalling. Do you care about...
Please don't make me cut out this dead air.
Okay. Do you care about... fossil fuels?
Oh, cool.
I want to say yes. Yeah, I do. I do care about fossil fuels.
In what capacity?
The capacity that I like sustainable energy sources.
Well, they're not... Oh, so you...
So I am against fossil fuels.
Yeah, fuck fossil fuels.
Yeah.
FFF?
Wow.
FFF?
Trips Fs.
Trip F? Tri F?
Yeah.
Triple H.
Oh, wow. Whatever happened to that guy?
Oh, he is married to Stephanie McMahon, and he is currently, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the CFO of the WWE.
Cool.
Yeah, and he actually, he comes back from time to time. He won the heavyweight belt last year during the Royal Rumble.
People tend to like wrestling these days.
So I just started liking wrestling 2 years ago.
Why did that happen to you?
Because I didn't realize that I liked Broadway. I spent my whole childhood thinking that it was stupid and bad. And
Broadway is in the theater?
Yeah, the theater.
The Great White Way?
Yeah, so all the growing up, all the theater people at my school were very...
All the theater people? Sorry, go ahead.
All the theater people.
Thank you. All of the theater people. Were kind of jerks, and so I thought by extension theater was bad. Mm-hmm. But it turns out I have a fire in my soul for theatrics.
Cool.
And so when I thought when I saw the easily accessible theatrics of wrestling, that really just stoked a fire in my belly.
Oh wow! I like that explanation a lot, but it doesn't mean I like wrestling. But it doesn't mean I dislike wrestling.
It is if you. I'm going to. Oh, I can't go to the thing on Friday because I'm going to wrestling.
Okay.
This is a weird tangent.
But podcast listeners, it's important you know that you may or may not have plans on Friday that may or may not have been canceled.
They just got canceled.
Today's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. Thank you. Oh, boy. This Fernet is very good.
It's great.
Yeah.
We're having a fun time.
We're having a fun day. Hump day. I mean, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So we've. I
asked if he cared about fossil fuels.
He answered. He does.
He said he cares about them insofar
as
he
uses all of the energy available on the earth.
And then I said triple F. And then we got to triple H. Yeah. And then we talked about. All right, great,
great. So now you ask Harry.
Right, Harry.
Yeah.
Do you care about GoPros?
I do care about GoPros.
Wow, you're one type of person. There's another type of person.
I think that it's like I don't want to do anything extreme ever.
Yeah.
But
the world is scary.
Yeah, like I want to be very like mild as mild as I can. But I think that they do have application as far as just like good cheap, like relatively cheap, like high quality video sources that you can like if I wanted to record this podcast, I could buy 3 GoPros, put one there, put one there, put one there. You can't see where I'm
for
pointing.
For the listener, he's pointing to his left, his right, and dead ahead.
Yeah, and up, oh, wow. And right up at my old poop shoot. And I'm recording all the stuff that's interesting. I could, if I have extra money, I could do a wide shot, and then I could just mix those 3 things together. It's a very easy video source. That is good for GoPro. The GoPros are good for that.
Okay.
It's actually how a lot of Judd Apatow movies are made.
Right, right at the poop shoot.
Yeah.
For 2.5 hours for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
Hot takes.
Shorten them up, Juddy. And that's how you play. No, we got a little more. We'll do one more round.
Sure.
Spencer, do you care about... I'm going to try and build off of what you said. Do you care about Sherpas?
One of my life goals is to climb Mount Everest, so yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, this is why this is a good game.
Yeah.
So, are you a mountain climber at all?
Yeah, I actually I just purchased these mountaineering shoes.
For the listeners, he is displaying his mountain shoes.
I am displaying my mountain shoes.
You're bendy.
Yeah, you can bend your knee really. Weirdly.
No, yeah, I can go.
It's like beyond hyperextending.
Yeah, that's strange.
It's meta-extending.
Yeah. We don't need to keep doing that, but...
You look like a tear just fell from your eye.
What are the other Greek prefixes?
But yeah, this summer, I'm going to be...
This summer you're going to climb?
So this Mount summer... Everest? I wish. It costs about $15,000, and I don't...
Really?
Yeah. What
are you paying for?
So,
a Sherpa? Sorry, yeah. I'm gonna keep asking you questions.
No, please,
so you can't answer.
Please, every it's been like 1 minute.
Please, I've researched this extensively because I want to do it. But there's the costs are artificially inflated because the people that live near Mount Everest, that's their only source of income, essentially, because they live at the base of Mount Everest, so. Mm-hmm. It's not like they have like a bunch of farming to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they make their money from assholes like me who just go, I want to go to the top of that big thing.
Yeah.
And so you hire them, and then there's a bunch of like weird local ordinances that say what you can and can't carry up the mountain. And part of the important, one of the important things about having a Sherpa is you also can't leave any garbage on the mountain. So they wind up picking up the things that you leave behind.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so there's this weird cottage industry there. It gets down to the point where the only time you leave something on the mountain is if you die. And if you die on the mountain, they just fucking leave you there.
Cool. Yeah, you leave your carcass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're actually
also
near
like
the
15 seconds left of our bout.
That's fine. That's fine. Right. So there's actually Green Boots. Green Boots is a climber, a French climber in the early 90s.
That's a person's name.
Mm-hmm. His corpse is still there, and it's near the final base camp. And so if you see Green Boots' corpse, he has like bright green boots. Yeah. And so if you see his corpse, you go, oh my goodness, I'm near the final base camp, which is like a weird, that's his role. He's there forever.
Yes, that's cool. All right, so I have two thoughts about that. One, it sounds like that's like some Game of Thrones bullshit. It's like, oh, Green Boots. Second of all, what if you died like a 15 minutes up from Green Boots and were wearing red boots? Would that be good for you? Would you like that?
I suppose there's a certain panache to that.
Are you like willing to die for Green Mount Everest?
So we'll go weirdly deep on this.
Cool.
I've almost died at least three times throughout my adult life.
Walk us through them.
So once was I got dragged by a horse.
Okay.
I say adult life. I'm stretching a little bit. I was 14 or 15.
I think as soon
in
as
in some cultures that's an adult.
Yeah.
Did you have your bar mitzvah?
So I was.
Did you fuck yet?
You're not actually a man. Yes, mom. Don't listen to that. That got gross.
I don't like that guy that you were for a second.
Your mom likes that you're having sex.
I don't. What?
All right.
Well, she doesn't need to know.
Let's reset.
That's the second time you died.
Yeah, what's the second time you died?
No. I got dragged by a horse.
Drag him.
I fell.
Let's give hashtags to all of your near-death experience. First one is hashtag drag him.
Please, yes, let's do that. And then I fell off of a boat in the middle of Lake Michigan, and it was...
It's a great lake.
What do you call it? Traumatizing?
I'm struggling, guys.
Third...
We'll call it traumatizing for you,
Third and final near-death experience.
Now.
So third and final near-death experience. I was hiking out west in the Grand Tetons, and I was alone because I'm an idiot.
Oh.
There was a bear that just kind of lingered.
Ugh.
As I hiked. They tell you in every book, every piece of advice they give you is to like carry bells, carry bear spray, like just make your presence known. But like when you're super scared by a wild animal, all you want to do is just be silent.
Yeah.
Which is the worst thing you could do. Cause then the bear goes, oh, this guy's a chump. I can take him.
Sure. Bears are like jock dogs.
They are the jocks of dogs.
Aren't thanks for dogs going along jocks? With that. No, dogs are nerds. I don't like dogs.
No. Oh,
You don't like dogs?
No, we don't have to get into it, but...
Okay.
We shouldn't.
But I don't like dogs.
Yeah, so I got stalked by a bear for a while.
You know that movie, Must Love Dogs?
More like Mustn't Love Dogs!
Yeah, you saw where I was going with that. So a bear almost ate you today.
Yeah, no, I just got stalked by a bear for a while. Yikes. And so my like lizard brain went, just pick up a big rock. And so I just silently stalked through the forest just with a big old rock.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was going to do with that rock. It's not like...
Kill yourself. I love lizard body parts. That's not what a lizard brain would say.
So the point of that was to say that the three times that I have almost died in my adult life, my brain went right to, yeah, you've had a good run. There was no fear. It was just like, let's survive. But if you don't, you did fine.
Yeah. Well, I wish you all the luck in dying on
thank you.
Mount Kilimanjaro, was
Everest.
It?
Oh, yeah.
No interest in, no interest in Kilimanjaro.
It's but a continent away.
All right, great. Yeah.
So, so do you care about camp and hiking outdoorsman sitch and the such?
Oh, yeah. I love camping and hiking outdoorsy and such. Yeah. The first time I like actually camped, I went to Monterey County Conservation Camp. Ooh. I was 15.
A man. In some cultures.
In some culture.
In almost most cultures, the one. that was like the first time I like camped and I don't know.
Okay.
I was like out in the woods. Yeah, it was also like not too far from my house, like 20 or 30 minutes.
So you could walk there?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I also could have walked home.
Okay.
Did you?
That's, hindsight 2020. I did not.
Given the knowledge that you have now, would you have walked home?
No.
Okay.
I had my first kiss at that camp.
Oh,
I'm glad I went.
Who's it? Tell me about your first kiss.
Tell us about your first kiss.
Her name was Samantha.
Aww.
She went to a high school near me. She was a year older than me.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Colonel Robert.
I think this is like... This is
what year
I remember
was it?
I went home and the first song I heard was the Lady Gaga hit. It was like the first hit. It was not Poker Face. It was way before that. It was Just Dance. That was the Lady Gaga hit. Yeah, it was that summer. So this is like...
It was a good summer.
07, 08.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was a late bloomer.
How if you don't mind my asking, how old were you when you had your first smooch?
So what summer was this?
Well, you said you were 15 at that camp, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think...
Good detective work.
That's okay. I'm just listening to what people are saying.
Yeah, you're right. That was the summer before I was a song. That was the summer I was... Anyway, moving on. No, this is the summer before I was a sophomore in high school, so I was 15. Yeah. So this is also 2007.
Big year for you.
Yeah.
So how was the smooch?
Yeah, tongue.
No tongue. Very quick.
Oh, just like
a lot of and then it was a lot of ahs after.
But were you surrounded
like
by
two ahs? No, we were not.
You both
surrounded.
Said ah.
I would.
You
say
kissed.
We
and then
both,
they both
said ah. No, we weren't surrounded by anyone. So
you, like ah, like a thing you say to a doctor, or ah, like you say when you see something cute.
Yeah, she actually took a popsicle stick guy. Yeah, it was really hard to say ah with the popsicle stick in my tongue.
So I have a very direct question about this. When I had
yes, we did fuck. Okay, God.
Hooray. When I had my first smooch, I didn't know about tongue. I just had no idea that it was like even a thing you could choose to do.
Yeah, that was just like the term. It was like tongue. And like no one told you what to do with it.
Oh my, okay, so thank you. I've been asking so many people about this throughout my adult life.
Yeah, do you like stick it out like a Rolling Tongues album? Like I don't... Or Rolling Stones. Wow. Sorry.
No, that's completely understandable.
This is
they're both the same band.
I'm glad that someone else had the same confusing childhood.
Right.
Because I just went like, and then we're done now, right? That's it?
We did it.
So was Samantha more experienced smoocher than you were?
Yeah, I would say I took it more seriously than her.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take like...
Oh, she was a year older.
What's it called? Deductive reasoning?
Inductive.
Inductive reasoning?
This would be inductive.
Okay.
Why is that?
I feel...
I don't know, but I feel it in my bones.
Okay, cool.
Yep. So through inductive reasoning, I was like, oh, wow, you've kissed so many boys before me.
Yeah, you've kissed so many 15-year-old boys before me.
Yari, who's your first smooch?
Stop calling me Yari.
Son of a bitch.
Third time tonight.
I told you it happened three times. Harry. There we go. That's it. That's the last one. Harry, who is your
you
first smooch?
If you were to listen to podcasts in reverse, you would definitely hear Yari every time we said Harry.
I guess that's... I mean...
There's only one way to test it out.
Yeah. Here we go.
Put my fling, or what is it? Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
We did that two episodes ago.
I know.
Did
reference.
You?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No,
it's fine. It's just they can't hear the things that are happening. Okay, great. So I don't know. I don't know who my first kiss was. It's weird, right? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I blocked up so many. That's
four. I know. That was a joke. That was a joke.
I blocked so many. Come on. I blocked so many memories out. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's like missing.
And it's like,
no, that's so true. Yeah.
Right?
Like, I did block a lot of things out between like the ages of like 1 to, I'd say 8 or 9.
Oh, I'm saying like, probably like I don't remember a lot of things, but like, I think that there are like traumatizing moments that I had that I won't be able to fully grasp like until like after like years of therapy.
This is just a podcast.
If you want to like sit it out.
Anyway, nothing bad. I'm not saying anything bad happened to me. I'm just saying like,
no, you're just saying the traumatizing events happened that wiped your whole memory.
That's... I'm just quick to like I'm not gonna remember this tomorrow.
Yeah, this is a very traumatizing episode.
Oh man, 120.
Woo! It took 119 other episodes to get here, but now that we're here, we're comfy.
121 is gonna be very startling.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, who knows? 118
though.
Or 119, I said a lot of like stuff that I'm not even addressing in this episode. Anyway, everything's fine.
We know. We made a reference. I made a reference to something. Sorry.
To what?
To 119. What was it? It just happened. Listeners, if you're out there,
yeah, if you remember what happened in the last episode,
call in at 412-5007.
The second half of the podcast is always worse than the first. Anyway, let's move on. That was the episode. That was game called Do You Care? Let me hear that closing theme.
Turns out we mostly cared. Turns out we mostly cared.
Do you care? So that was that. Up next is a little game. It's a new game, relatively new. I've done the last 2 or 3 episodes. It's called With Trends Like These. With Trends Like These, that's where we take a look at what's trending and we try to decipher what's up with today's multimedia verse. Can I please hear the opening theme to
Trends Like These?
Trends.
I think we just did a chromatic scale, right? It's a lot of half keys.
Yeah.
A lot of keys, whole keys.
Alicia.
I don't know.
I miss her.
Don't any music.
She's still alive.
I was going to say, did I miss her dying?
No. I just heard the playlist of like hits from 2007 and no one was on there and I was like,
no,
oh,
one is
you.
A great song.
Oh yeah, for sure.
People don't really talk
about
which it
one's
anymore?
That one. I don't know like song names. It's
people
hard for
should
me.
Love Alicia Keys way more than they do.
She doesn't wear makeup anymore.
Can someone just like sing Does a bar matter? Of no one for me?
Exactly.
I'm not listening to her makeup.
No one's like sing it, Brandon.
What, no one?
Yeah, you go and I'll jump in.
You want me to sing the like the piano or the lyrics?
Whatever you want.
Just give me a bar.
I'm not gonna jump in. This is too good.
Well, that was actually the song. I didn't know if you knew it was totally instrumental.
No, there's lyrics. Have you never heard the lyrics?
I still don't know what song we're talking about.
Doesn't
what
matter.
Are you talking about? Lyrics?
I'm gonna be fucking freak.
I
can't, all right, what's so this is how you play. With Trends Like These, so I'm gonna say something that's trending right now.
Okay.
You guys will tell me what that thing means, and then we'll move on with our lives. The first thing is, so I'm gonna say it. You tell me why it's trending. All right. So Paris Hilton.
Oh wow, Paris is in the news.
For the first time since 2008.
This is Paris and not Perez.
Yeah, Paris, not Perez.
God. Do you think it's like, have you ever seen that picture of her with a tank top and it says, stop being poor, and she's like pointing up to the sky?
No.
Oh, well, I saw it. I've actually like sent it to a lot of my friends recently. But I've seen it circulating more on Twitter with the repeal of the Affordable Health Care Act.
Hmm. That's fair, because if you're poor now, you'll die.
Yeah, but that was like last week's news, you know?
Yeah, oh, now we're all talking about Comey.
Far past that, yeah.
What do you think about Comey, Spencer?
I wish he would go-ee.
Yeah, am I right? Luckily, he's gone
Easy
now.
Comey, go-ee.
There we
2012.
Go.
Comey 2012.
Shut the fuck up.
So, Paris Hilton. What do you think Paris Hilton's trending?
Oh, she's dead.
Got it in one. Move on.
Yeah. R.I.P. The Hilton Enterprise.
She's dead. She died. I don't know. I'm looking at the tweets. People are...
Where is she? I feel like that gives more context.
Yeah.
No, I'm just like trying to figure out why she's trending.
Do we have like example tweet?
Is it trending like worldwide or?
Yeah, are you doing New York?
This is New York.
Why are we?
What? Do you want me to change it?
Okay, yeah. So she might be here. She might be just like out.
Let me see if I can.
Because if you change it to worldwide wrestling hashtag will come up.
Cool.
Do you guys want to talk about 205 Live?
Change location.
It's the cruiserweight division.
Right. Done. Great. All right. So here's.
Okay, no, I've
so
never seen a wrestling
these,
in my life.
A lot of these are in Lingo.
No, wrestling is fun.
Harry, can we stop? We're talking about wrestling.
Yeah, just.
I'm so sorry. Please. None of these trends make
sense. You're interrupting
sense.
Us.
What's Palestinio?
Palestinio?
Palestinio. He's my cousin.
Oh, do not confuse him with Palestine. They get so mad at each other.
Yeah, these worldwide trends are garbage. I'm going to change you back to New York, or at least United States.
Let's be honest.
Anyway, Israel blew up Palestine.
What?
And we found out that that our friend Harry here is a populist because he doesn't care about what's going on around the globe.
Yeah,
he only cares about America.
Hey, I don't have trends for you turned on, so at least I'm not like looking at the big thing. Oh, hashtag catfish.
Catfish.
Oh, I love catfish.
Why is that trending? You ever catfish anyone?
No, but you know how there's like that feature on Facebook that says people you may know?
Mm-hmm.
I found my own profile picture on there. Someone was catfishing with my profile picture.
I got a friend request by somebody from
named Miranda Follick?
No.
Okay.
Am I friends with your catfish? I got a friend request from somebody who had like their name and then another, and it was like a picture of a dude, and then another, which is completely normal. Happens all the time.
It happens to 48% of people.
Same day, same, another friend request, same name. They had my cover photo and my picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I reported it to Facebook. I'm like, this person's stealing my identity. They didn't care. I did it again later that day. They did care. They took it down. It was really weird. I don't know what was going on with that. I don't know why, if somebody would, like, if they were using your thing, they wouldn't friend you. Like,
right.
Why would they friend you? It's such a strange thing.
I don't know what I think it was just like I had a lot of like mutual friend matches.
Yeah.
But you know what it was? Like, this happened like 2 weeks after my mom caught that she was being catfished. And I was actually surprised she caught on because she's not like digitally savvy.
Yeah.
So, your mom has a more interesting story than you're letting on. She's dating a man in the Barbados. She's figuring out that she's being catfished. Your
I
mom's
don't know
a character.
Why you want to drag my mom into this podcast episode, but like,
so let's talk about.
She requests you leave her alone.
Let's talk about a random different woman named Brenda. So tell me more about Brenda.
Yeah, so Brenda was catfished 2 weeks before I was,
okay.
And I learned about Brenda's catfishing. Also, Brenda's my mom. And anyway, yeah, my mom thought she was being catfish, and Harry's scrolling through his phone.
It's because it's the game. That
no,
I'm
Harry's
playing.
Very invested in what you're saying.
Sorry, Paris Hilton had a photo shoot, and I don't know why Palestinio's trending. Are you done with your story? Because I got my next thing.
I just want to move on to the next trending podcast.
Great.
Anyway, I was catfish. My mom is catfish before. It's all resolved.
Good. Betty White. Why is Betty White trending?
She died.
Betty White doesn't die. We're all organ donors for Betty White. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, but she... well, yeah, that's...
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, sorry. Yeah. I never know where to put my S.
See, no, I don't feel like I fully am on the Ruth Bader Ginsburg mobile. Just because anyone who can willfully be friends with Antonin Scalia, I feel like it's got a screw loose.
Yeah, I just like... I miss when the Supreme Court was like 5-4 in our favor.
That's the thing.
So I just want to like keep the majority.
I stopped paying attention for 5 seconds and now you guys are talking about
the Supreme Court. Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. This is why you need to have a host that pays
it's a very
attention.
Topical podcast.
Man, if only we had a host that paid attention
yesterday.
Betty White is not dead. Most of the tweets are
is
just
there
about
like a Girls and Girls reboot.
I don't know why she's trending, but like all the tweets are like, oh, like I'm so worried because Betty White's trending. Is she dead? but I don't think she is based on these tweets. Olsen twins are also involved in this.
Ooh, the Olsen twins are trending because
at the Met Gala,
they hung out with Riri and. Riri looks very good for her age, and the Olsen twins do not. And people mock that without accepting the fact that both of the Olsen twins have struggled with eating disorders, and I find that to be problematic.
Sure. I think that it's... Are you sure it's on... This picture isn't Riri.
I may have... outed myself as a racist. Whoops. It was a woman of color, and people went, "Black don't crack. Look at this African American woman." And yeah. I went,
"Was it Viola Davis?" I feel like I remember seeing a picture.
Was not. I'm not going to say who it is because
let's keep speculating
to make a guess.
Viola
let's
Davis.
Let's move really on
I'm
with
so
the
sorry
podcast.
For mispronouncing your name.
I played the viola.
I did too.
No
it
way.
Was, yeah. It was actually my gateway into instruments.
Yeah, see, it's weird because it's got a scale all its own.
So, actually, Harry just left the room. He's no longer with us.
Bye, R.I.P. Harry.
Yeah.
So, let's have a chat.
Yeah.
So, why did you pick viola?
You know, I felt a deeper connection with that versus the violin.
Yeah.
I liked having an instrument on my shoulder. It, you know, heart to heart. It's the closest thing you'll have with a heart to heart to an instrument. And then that was my gateway into band. And then after that, I switched to the clarinet and then the saxophone, and so is my life.
So you're a traitor.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
No, you have to be fluid in your choices.
No, it's fine.
Oh, so you're very stagnant and conservative in your musical choices?
No, I played
so, like, which instrument did you pick at the age of 12 that you started to further your life?
No, see, I played the viola to start, and then I picked up my viola, and it was lighter than I thought it was, and so I picked it up and smacked myself in the forehead and then went, fuck this thing.
Did you put the shoulder rest on?
No. Because we had like a
it
sponge.
Makes a world of difference.
We had a sponge that you just rubber banded to the bottom of the viola because I went to a poor school.
That's like essentially what a shoulder rest is. It was like a very like...
Yeah, but I never got a shoulder rest. I just had a literal sponge that you rubber banded to the bottom of the viola.
Did they microwave in between every user? Because you know how you can clean out a sponge
I
between...
Do.
Yeah. Anyway, Harry's back.
No, he's
I never
not.
Left. I only stopped talking as a teaching tool. This is why you need me on this podcast, because otherwise, look what happens. We're back. That was the end of that segment.
This is violence.
Let's move in to the final
Very
segment.
Violent.
Of our,
Wait, would you we guys didn't, rather? We didn't have an ending theme.
Oh, let's hear that ending theme.
I don't remember what the game was. Do you remember what that game was? Trends like these.
Yep, great. Yeah, it was. So we can either do both things or one thing.
Both.
All right, let's do both. Let's stick around.
This is a very extended podcast.
Yeah, it's going so well. I like having you. I like you both, but I'm being a bad host.
But not together.
I like you both, but stay away
from each other. Feeding off of each other. Yeah, we're feeding off of each other and boxing Harry
I'm
out.
I'm so sad. This is the last time I'll ever see Harry again.
It's true.
Well, he made the choice of sitting far away from us.
No, okay.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen Harry in ages.
Guys.
No, neither have
seen. Guys, shut up.
We're having a conversation.
Up next is a little game called... What's your secret? It's where I ask what your secret is, and it's not like a joke like, oh, I get a lot of sleep. It's like a real answer. You tell me a secret about yourselves. You also tell my listeners. There are five of them, and they're all very communicative with me.
I'm one of the five. Are you, Spencer?
Yeah,
do you listen? Okay, so there are only
You're
three
not,
out there.
Though, are you?
I am.
All right.
All right. Subscribe. I started listening since I met
Here.
You. Since I met you,
so
that's gotta be like episode
annoying.
One.
I'm not being.
No, it's fine.
I'm not being. Show me your phone, guy. I'm not being. Show me your phone, guy.
If you want to be a fact checker,
oh boy.
If you want to be a fact checker,
so
Harry says yes.
Never invited to this podcast again.
Wow, it's right below
Harmontown,
right above.
Yeah, I
never want
to come back.
Good place to be.
Great,
right between Harmontown and Hollywood Handbook.
I just said that. All right, so Spencer, what is your secret?
I have several.
Great. Give me the juiciest one. Sexual is better.
Here's two. All right. Here's three. So I am genuinely concerned that Alice Cooper is my father.
Okay.
That is...
I see it.
No, so you do see it, whether you know it or not. Also, my mom has been to more than 100 Alice Cooper concerts.
Your mom definitely fucked Alice Cooper.
No, I know. I know this. So my mom...
You should know you were there.
My mom...
You should know you were created there.
So my mom invited Alice Cooper to my mother and father's wedding.
Okay.
And he actually responded and he said that, no, like I have a concert that night. that I can't miss, but honestly, I would be there.
It was at Madison Square Garden.
So it was...
You're definitely Alice Cooper's kid.
No, so, okay, we're going... This
you
is
were
a,
born into royalty. I don't want to hear, like, the alternative facts. I need to go to the bathroom. Just, like, resolve this.
No, you can't leave. You don't get to go to the bathroom.
You can't leave.
That's not how this goes.
I thought I had autonomy.
No, you're
no.
here forever.
Oh, well. Welcome to hell. Welcome to hell.
You just have to beg for this podcast to end, just like the listeners.
No, the listeners are loving this. Don't eat.
No one's listening.
That's true.
Who the fuck cares about this podcast?
I do.
Clearly not me.
Three people other than me and Spencer do.
So I think that Alice Cooper is my dad.
Great.
I believe that because...
it happened.
You were.
Because you were there when it happened, but also because my dad is super autistic, and not even saying that as like, oh, this is a fun joke thing. Like, my dad is, he hates loud noises, he hates bright lights, everything has to be in a very particular way, even if it means doing more work for himself. Like, my dad is...
Frankenstein's monster.
You're the monster. So I'm pulling up for the listeners at home.
It's just like Frankenstein.
Break the
like
tension.
Like, yeah, no, we know.
About,
we know. About, for like the
fire,
listeners.
He doesn't like fire.
For the listeners at home.
Yeah. Spencer seems like totally fine with all the senses around him, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you're like Frankenstein. I'm saying the thing you said, Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. I will say that you should vaccinate all of your kids.
Like,
oh, wow.
You're holding up a picture of...
for our listeners... So, Spencer is holding a picture of Alice Cooper right next to him, and they are
there's a resemblance. I'm going to take a quick picture.
I'm just going to send you.
When he puts a picture for this podcast,
I'm just going to send you the picture, unless you want it next to me.
Yeah, no, send me, yeah.
Like, look at even...
It's like, I know what Alice Cooper looks like, and when you said that, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. That's
and
why
so
I was
the next
on
portion
board.
Of the podcast was actually edited out, but I screamed for an entire 45 minutes at the side-by-side of Alice Cooper and Spencer.
So it turns out I don't look or sound anything like my dad. My dad is super autistic, so the idea of
it's like
envisioning...
Frankenstein's monster.
Jesus Christ.
Harry, stop.
What?
Harry... Is it not cool to say that?
No.
Harry, stop.
Alice Cooper
officially just for us.
Yeah. So Alice Cooper, we're finishing this bottle of Fernet.
Oh, perfect.
Alice,
so much Fernet.
Shut up.
Oh my
shut
God.
The fuck up. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
We're like done.
We're no,
like
we're
done
not. Yeah. We're not. I have more secrets.
This actually finished like 4 hours ago.
Yeah,
right?
None of this is airing.
Don't you dare.
Please dare.
Well, don't you dare not.
Cheers
each other. Cheers again. Alice Cooper's my dad, and I know
dad,
that
rest in peace.
He's not dead.
I was very offended when he said that about Harris.
So
I actually cried. You know,
no, I was
we'll
so
talk about me crying later.
Great.
Let's go back to Spencer.
Okay. So now what I do is I enter radio contests to have dinner with Alice Cooper.
Jesus.
They have those roughly every 3 months. And I just want to know. Like, Harry, if this podcast turns into nothing other than me meeting my biological father, that'd be great.
Spencer, I feel so, I'm like so emotional right now.
So I didn't know this. It was just a joke between my friends, and anyone who knew my mom and I. Of just like, oh, you know, Mama and Papa Moore is what we call my parents. And so we knew that Mama Moore liked Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then it was like 3 a.m. I was like 24 years old, and I was at my friend Ian's house, and we were watching Top Gear.
Okay.
And the next episode was Alice Cooper, and he went, I want to see that. And I was mad at him because I thought that was dumb because I had to listen to a lot of Alice Cooper growing up.
I would imagine.
And so he fast forwarded to get to the interview part of Top Gear.
Mm-hmm.
And when he paused his computer, that image of Alice Cooper came up, and he turned to me and went, oh my God, Alice Cooper's your dad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
We've been friends at that point for like 8 years, and he just turned to me and went, oh my God, Alice Cooper's your dad. No, there was no gentle nudge.
Do you have pictures of your parents that we can see?
Yes, I do.
Because I don't think that they're going to look more than you.
I love
more
when there's no, like,
no, so here, let's
ease into things. Like, I love when people are, like, thrown into the deep end.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's so,
like,
yeah.
One of my favorite stories about people being thrown into the deep end. Like, stories about kids drowning.
Sure, which anyway, you, like, keep sending me, and I'm going to ask you to stop.
Why would you ever end this podcast? Jesus Christ.
My own video no, so you're right.
So here's a picture of Paul, my dad. So here's actually the whole family. No resemblance. That's, yeah. I'm yeah, not.
Definitely
I'm,
not as much of a I'm resemblance not, as you
can't see.
So,
for the listeners out there, Spencer just handed me his phone.
Please
so
take
I
it.
Can see
yeah, okay.
At a face level.
His Android phone.
Where are you guys?
It's a Droid Max. We're actually in the backyard. Don't you dare. So we're
brick wall in the picture. So please disregard hair for the next 60 seconds. It's another vowel.
So my dad is not my dad because he's busy being autistic. Alice Cooper is currently my father and will continue to be my biological father because he still raised me.
I mean, listen, I want to just say autistic people fuck.
This is a very cute picture, Spencer.
But you're
thank you
clearly
for
the son of
so
Alice
so to wit. I've never seen I've never
your dad's
seen
erection.
Yep. I've never seen my dad so much as acknowledge my mom's presence. So there's no way they fucked.
This segment is fucking off the rails.
No,
right
we're
now.
No, we're not even done. There's a third secret. We're not done, motherfucker.
A third. I think Harry asked for one, right?
I'm so yeah. Sad. Well,
no, this is so good. I don't have I'm any so secrets.
No,
so
we don't. We don't
like,
even.
Please go on.
Like we're not. We're not even talking about the secret where I used to sell alleged like women's panties. So it turns out. So it turns out, if you have a friend who's a female. You can sell.
I do have those.
Yeah. Great. I remember you telling me this. You've told me this before.
No,
this,
I have.
This
I have.
Is crazy
the podcast
too.
Audience.
Fuck up, so you're gonna inform me.
So the podcast audience should know. So it turns out.
Again,
right it turns out if
Harry just walked out of the room. For those of you that don't.
Bye,
know.
Harry. Bye bye. So it turns out if you had this isn't the third secret. So don't you fucking
this
dare.
This isn't the third secret.
No. This is so annoying. We asked you to leave.
So this is secret 2.5 is barely this is fun.
Oh, I'm not into this intermediate shit. Just jump to season
it's great.
3.
Great. Now there's 4 secrets. So secret number 3.
Oh, yeah.
There's 4. Now this is 3. Don't you dare interrupt me. I'll end you.
It's not very hard. Yeah, it's
I'm,
not
no,
very
I'm
hard
a,
to
I'm
you
a very
to you said that. I don't
no,
believe
I'm,
you're
we're no, we're both very soft boys. I understand this.
Yeah, no, I'm very soft on the inside.
No, but see on the outside, I dated one of the leaders of the Lindsay Latin Kings mm-hmm. in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So there's a tough exterior.
Yeah,
in the interest of being
of
a host,
shit.
I'm going to have to insist
anyway,
that you move this
back.
On.
So Harry's back, so we're going to move
I've never
on.
Left.
No, Harry came back. So so 2.5.
I'm like cucked. I feel like I'm being cucked by
I
my own podcast.
So
up,
we've
you
so
snowflake.
for the listener at home, with the exception of some of the two of the guests, most of this bottle of Fernet is gone.
I'd
what,
say
what
all
does that mean?
Drop. Like you, I
so the bottle of Fernet is empty.
Yeah, we've drank
well,
an entire
not.
Bottle
you
of Fernet.
You just like poured it onto
you poured
Henry's
the rest.
Case.
No, it didn't. The cap is on. Fuck off,
Henry. You know what? It's
listen.
Fine. We'll move on.
Listen, Yari,
Spencer.
Shut up.
There's no cap involved in the story, by the way.
There's a cap.
Spencer,
on
third secret. Let's do this.
Third secret is when I was 14, I wrote an autobiography of myself to try and impress a girl. Turned out it didn't work. No matter how many times I tried to shoehorn that I was the Antichrist into that autobiography. That's real. That's real. It's 96 handwritten pages.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
All right. Great.
Do you guys want to listen to, I read it. Do you guys want to listen to a recording?
Do you want to listen to the Sanford and Son theme?
No, do you want to listen to a recording?
I don't want to listen to it. Release it as a separate podcast.
Great. Oh separate God. Podcast.
Spencer, come on. That was a tour de force in the What's Your Secret segment. Brandon, how are you going to follow that?
I don't have... My secret is that I really, really, really want to listen to this autobiography.
Great. Here comes.
Nope.
Oh, shut that up.
What is this from?
God.
You read it live at a place?
I did.
Yeah, I don't want to hear your comedy recording.
Great. It's not comedy. It's sad. Because 16-year-olds or 14-year-old Spencer had really weird ideas of what women wanted.
Isn't comedy just like collectively crying?
We're never getting invited onto the podcast again.
I don't think this is going to actually like be broadcasted.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure this is going to be an episode.
Don't you dare not air
this.
We're
over time. We were like on time until the last like we were like we're
Harry,
over
what's
time.
Your secret?
Fuck you, Spencer. You had one secret and you chose four.
Up next is a little game called How You Walkin'. That's where
no
we
one
talk
knows
about
any of my secrets.
Oh shit!
Do you have secrets, Brandon? You're welcome to tell me.
I feel like I need to be provoked. I have a lot of secrets, but I don't share a lot of things with people.
Give
Spencer,
us three,
Spencer. Nope.
Just ask me like a very like invasive question,
yeah, do
and
that.
I will reveal.
I'm going to ask you the exact same question that I asked Yari earlier.
Yeah.
Let's see how good your
memory
is.
Are you talking about Harry?
My friend Harry backwards.
I know I'm talking about you. It's fun now. I'm having fun.
I just want to make sure the listener understands.
I don't care about the listener, clearly.
I mean, we're like 40% of your listeners, so.
We are,
yeah.
Congrats.
Mazel
we did
tov.
It.
I don't like this episode. I'm going to go on record and say that I don't like this episode.
So I'm not even kidding. I came into this going, as long as I'm not as bad as Yari, it'll be a success. And I'm definitely worse.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have laughed.
I still haven't
learned who Yari was.
Let's stop talking about Yari. He's fucking eating this up. He's like, hey, we're feeding him. We don't need to feed Yari more. He doesn't need more power. Let's move on and live our own lives.
Yeah.
He's like the classic 1981 musical.
I don't have any secrets, by the way.
No, yeah, you're an open book. So, Spencer,
little shop of horrors.
So, Spencer, ask Brandon an invasive question, and
great.
Then we can
what
move
is,
on.
What is one secret that would make your life demonstrably better? If you shared it with that person.
Oh, wow.
See, it's hard when I ask it to you, too.
We're like overtime. Like, the podcast should not be this
long.
Yeah,
you know, like when Harry edited out, like.
I'm not, the thing is, I'm not editing any of this. This is, I need to learn, you know? This is like punishment. Releasing
I feel
this
like
episode.
You know a lot about me, though. Do you really need to, like.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's not about Harry right now.
So it's like something I would say to anyone in my life.
Yeah, even if it's like
also,
a roommate.
I don't know you.
Who
though.
I might tell.
I don't know a lot about
wow,
you.
Wow, my identity is fractured.
Oh, and see, here's the fun thing is Harry knew nothing about me going into this. He fucked up.
I don't know either of you.
Yeah,
you were just on my podcast. Like,
I was actually on the
I
corner
know
of
you.
I've
met
Austin
you.
And Harry gave me cash this morning. He was like, will you come on to my podcast? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, totally.
God, I've had to go to the bathroom.
I was home.
We all have to go to the bathroom. This podcast should have been over 20 minutes
no,
ago.
No, we're stuck here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I feel
this
really
garbage.
Bad for making a homeless joke. Please cut out the last, like,
don't cut it out.
We're
minute.
Not making cuts.
So while we're not making cuts, I have 35 students.
So the thing
and I am going
to show your face. You, say one secret. Right now.
It really annoys me how like self-deprecating you are.
Yeah,
be
no,
a
Harry,
more like self-improving.
So, to be completely
that's
sincere,
like
I enjoy you
I
a great deal,
and I'm not gonna like give any details about who it is to or like.
Oh no! Oh
from.
Shit! I was giving it directly to him.
Yeah, you both. You looked me in the eye. And you
oh
said
shit! I forgot that Harry's here.
Oh, no.
No, I enjoy Harry a great deal.
Oh,
specifically,
my God. Harry is so self-deprecating.
No, specifically because the first time I met like. Especially being a person who teaches kids,
right?
It's easy to get like a really big ego because I'm around people that are just dumber than me all day.
Yeah,
and that's just a fact.
So
of the
you
matter.
Assume
I'm they're 12. Like yeah, they're dumber than me.
So you assume?
Oh Jesus Christ! Don't be that person. I have a
we're
self.
All being that person. This is a bad episode.
This is the best episode. Don't
wait,
you dare.
This is a bad episode.
The host of the podcast.
I am the co-host.
Listener?
You're not the everyone. All right, everyone shut up.
Who's the co-host?
This might give you 5 stars on iTunes. Oh, you want to know a good secret about me?
I'm yes.
So angry.
If you're my. No, this is actually like. A really funny secret.
Oh.
I revealed it in a tweet a year ago.
Yes.
Sounds great.
If I hate you, I'm gonna post a very embarrassing fake review under your name in the podcast review.
It's a great secret.
List. Yeah.
Honestly, it's great.
Sorry, it's the App Store. I don't live in a podcast. It's Apple Podcast.
It's Apple Podcast. Apple Podcast.
They changed their branding.
We both know.
Don't
you dare end this podcast. stuck here. No, you're stuck here until we finish this frenette.
We're done.
No. What's the next question?
Is this online?
What were you saying? Okay, so you guys were like throwing shade on me about being self-deprecating.
How are we throwing shade? We were both saying that we enjoy you very much.
I was talking to someone else, but projecting onto you because you were like,
no, I was talking directly to you.
What were you saying, Spencer?
I was saying to you that as a person that fancies himself as smart, partly because I hang around 12-year-olds all day, so of course I do.
Sure. You're at least like a 14-year-old level.
Okay. I think I projected that onto you.
No, this is a thing I know about myself.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, so this is like a whole thing I'm going
back and forth. It's completely in.
No, I can't believe the janitor is here. Like, this podcast episode.
We've been here so long, and the janitor can absolutely hear what we're saying.
It was kind of fun, because then in the same way we were talking about missed first impressions, during our first class, actually the antithesis of another fellow classman who will not be named.
Me and Spencer were in an improv class together. I don't know if we said that earlier, but I'm just setting the table for the listener. Go ahead.
Improv 201? 301?
301.
301.
And so at the same time as willfully, at this point, misidentifying who John Gabris is. John Gaby? John Gabris is
Future guest of the podcast, John Gaby.
Yeah.
Did you just reveal the identity?
Wait, can I be on that podcast?
About? Nope.
Okay, so
he's John never listened to an episode of this podcast before.
No, yeah, shit,
doesn't matter.
You're
like,
gonna lose.
You guys
20%
have, you're ruining it.
You're gonna lose 20% of your audience. You do understand that, right?
Yeah, keep shitting on us, Harry.
Anyway, yeah. Part of the conceit is that the guests have been
next segment.
Next segment.
Next segment's called "End of the Podcast."
No, it's not.
How does the podcast end?
No,
the year 2017.
No, don't
another segment. I don't fucking
care. Great. Make the segment. Make the segment right now. What's the name of the segment?
Yeah, it's for it, you fucking jackass.
What's your favorite quality in a person?
What's your favorite quality, baby?
That's the theme song. Harry, what's your favorite quality in a person?
Brevity.
I'll go next. My answer is patience.
Yeah, that's fair.
Spencer, you get an answer.
Mine is virtuousness.
Great. All right. So that's that brings us to the end of this here podcast.
Yeah, it's my bedtime.
Why would we stop?
Well, I mean, ask the listener. Ask the listener why we stop.
Listeners, there's three left.
We should have asked
two
them
here.
10 minutes into this podcast why they stopped.
No, they stopped because I told a very boring anecdote about my last name. So here's the thing about my last name is Moravacek.
Shut up.
I think I'm going to play this podcast in my office when it premieres.
No, I'm going to play this podcast anytime I have sex.
Yeah, you're going to play the podcast during
your
really
sex. I'm tired of playing Pony by Genuine.
Oh, yeah? That's your sex song?
At the same time. What's bad in podcasts is when everyone
talks
at
the same
time.
See, now,
I don't like
this is something that's happening right now. Hopefully you're holding it on my voice.
You
have sex to silence?
Yeah.
You fucking nightmare.
What do you mean? Sex is a gateway to not sex?
No.
Music is a gateway to not sex.
No, so you put music on while you're having sex.
No. At what point do you put the music on?
So you put the music on as soon as you start making out.
As soon as you come.
What, you just like press a play
button somewhere?
What? I've been doing it all wrong.
You have, and I see your finger. I see you thinking about ending this podcast. It's not over.
No, it's happening.
It's not over.
Spencer, how can people find you on the internet?
They can't. At Spencer Moravec.
Great. Look it up.
Brandon,
how can people
Twitter.
Find you on the internet?
At Folic Acid on Twitter and Brandon
_
Folic on
Instagram. Are you Folic
Instagram?
Acid on Twitter? But it's spelled differently.
It's my real name, Acid. It's a vitamin B derivative pregnant women.
Since Harry didn't know how to spell my name, I'm going to just spell it out for the listening public. That's cool. At S as in Sam.
Wow.
P as in Peter. E
you're
as
starting
in
from
Edward.
That's disgusting.
N
as in Nancy. C as in cancer. Nancy! Now I have to start over. It's S as in Stuart.
No, I want to spell my name now.
You know what's cool is that I can...
Let's spell... No, we're...
Cover my mixer.
Now, Harry, we're both stronger than you. This isn't going to end.
I'm realizing this now.
S as in Sam.
Please stop.
Okay, stop.
I'm gonna turn Spencer down. You're fading slowly.
R as in rectal cancer.
As in Sam. P as in Piper.
A as in Asperger's.
As that's my dad. So Asperger's actually isn't in the DSM anymore.
And Spencer is turned down.
Ask A. So he said A is in Asperger's.
It's very hard to listen to Spencer.
How can you can find yourself?
I think I find myself. I can hear my truth.
Folic acid on Twitter.
Yeah, FOLLICKACID.
All right. Well, this has been Harry Says Yes for another week. Really sorry about what ended up happening.
What are you sorry about?
It was fine.
This has been great.
Yeah, it's good.
This episode will never premiere. So like, what is
don't
the
you
point?
Dare not premiere this? I worked hard for this.
I couldn't not. I mean,
I thought this is a practice run.
Great. Let's get started on the podcast in 3, 2, 1 and
end of podcast. Bye everybody. Bye. See you next week.
If I were one of the girls, I would be Shoshana. If I were one of the girls, I would be Shoshana. Confused and rude, such a special kind of way to be cruel. Karma chameleonaire, chasing the sad glow down. Karma chameleonaire, chasing the sad glow down. Confused and rude, the owner of a bad attitude. Confused and rude, confused and rude, confused and rude.
Joke I have.
I thought that was recording, but it turns out it wasn't. So let's do that bit again. Oh, are you gonna watch that Amelie Broadway show, Brandon?
Oh, is this associated with the Amelie movie?
No, actually, it's a different Amelie.
Ha ha ha! That's an anomaly.
Whoa!
Wow.